from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We mentioned Harrison Butker gets a 4-year extension. He's the highest paid kicker in the NFL, and why that makes a lot of sense. But we were both surprised that maybe Creed Humphrey or Trey Smith didn't get a deal done first. So does this have any bearing? Like, do you look at the money that was given? Does this have any bearing, in your opinion, on one or both or neither getting a deal done before the season?
It feels like they were choosing to try to get the smaller deal done. I wonder a little bit. It gives me a perspective on the guys they've been able to get done earlier in camp or earlier in the offseason the last couple of years. It took forever with Chris Jones. It took a whole damn year. Couldn't even get done in the offseason, Gold. They had to wait a whole calendar year to get the thing done. I think that's definitely the case with Nick Bolton. I think that if the numbers are close, the Chiefs will get deals done for these players. And that's why you're not hearing anything with Creed. That's why I'm still convinced Creed might get a deal. Or Trey might get a deal. It's been quiet on their front where you're not hearing the same things we have heard on Nick Bolton. But the actual money that Butker got, it should not be impacting the money that they would get. My fear on Trey Smith is guard money. The guard That's contracts the thing. Affect him more than I feel like anything Butker just got is what every other guard, like Minerns or whoever, right, got this offseason.
Yeah, that's the issue, is where the guard market is at, and it complicates things. And whether or not the Chiefs were close or not close on a deal with Trey, I do wonder, once the Quinn Meinerz deal came out with the Denver Broncos, if that kind of changed a little bit of the price. I think it absolutely had to have, knowing that Meinerz is now, what, the third highest paid on average salary guard in football. And
yeah.
Let's be honest, Trey Smith is just better than him.
He is.
He's just a better football player, and so that complicates it. And you know, we always talk about, you know, you take a more friendly deal and all that. There's nothing that requires the player to do that. How much do you value staying on in the middle of a dynasty with the best quarterback in football? Does that get you more flexibility in language on the contract? Maybe, but it's not like you're going to take $3 million less a year because of it.
It's always the funny thing. It's like, will you give them, like you said, contractual flexibility to handle those things, and will you take $500,000 less? Or what really matters is $4 million less in guarantees. The total amount of the contract, and certainly what you can earn, will equal that of others, but it might not be as much money up front or as much money in the guarantees. That's what the Chiefs have tried to move the market. But I'll tell you, that only applies, back to the thing we'd said before, they only do that to the players that aren't the best at their position. So Trey, in my opinion, Trey and Bolton are more in that position where they're going to see if they can squeeze you here and there than Creed. And then Butker was. Because in Chris Jones' case, they just gave him the most guaranteed money ever for an interior defensive. You know, like they just, except for Aaron Donald, I guess. They just made him.
No, but to your point, Chris Jones is a future Hall of Famer. He is the best interior defensive lineman, plain and simple, in football. Creed Humphrey, I think, is the best center now that Jason Kelce has retired.
I think he is too.
In football, assuming the snapping has been cleared up and it based off of just practices.
My personal stance is that he has.
It has been cleared up.
I'm calling it completely solved.
During practice. We'll see during games. And honestly, it's not even during preseason. I think the only way you'll know 100% would be
on a cold November day.
Yeah, it's when it's like in October, November, when the fields get a little moist and things like that. I know you hate me when I say the word moist. My apologies. When the field's
a little wet,
it's a little wet out there. How about that?
You can't say moist and wet next to each other. Nobody wants you saying those two words when there's that close to each other. Say a different
when
word.
There's some precipitation.
Yeah,
on
there, that's better.
That clip has been saved, by the way.
No, I don't think it. I truly don't think that this contract impacts this. But as I had said maybe earlier, I kind of thought Creed would have a deal by now.
Agreed. I
kind of thought that contract would be locked up by now. So this goes into the same camp as like Chris Jones or others now, where I've hit the threshold where with each day it doesn't happen, I'm like a smidge less confident that it will. Not a significant amount in Creed's case, more in Trey or Nick Bolton's case, and I don't think Nick Bolton's getting a deal just based on his own verbiage this offseason, but like when I look at what he is, it's like, you know, maybe it's like 0.25% or 0.5%, and then we get 2 weeks from now, Gold, we're two preseason games in, and then it starts like a percentage or two a day, because I just thought he'd have a deal by now. The way they talk about Creed and the way I have seen other teams value the center position with elite quarterbacks would suggest to me they just want Creed here. Like every great quarterback, it was the same guy for Peyton,
before the season.
Same guy for Brady. That's a pretty consistent theme.
Before the season, I still think Creed gets his deal done. I'm more skeptical on Trey Smith just because of the adjustment. But if the Chiefs are able to get both of them locked up long term, along with the Butker deal that they got done yesterday, then once again, I mean, you look at this organization and the, you know, stability. You're going to pick a few pieces that you're going to have throughout this run, or if you will, and then you're going to consistently have to draft as well as they have. You know, you're going to have to be able to turn a six-round pick like a Trey Smith, and I understand he fell in the draft because of health concerns and they were comfortable with it, and fortunately for him, that's not been an issue in the NFL, and so they got a guy that normally would have been a second or third rounder. Either way, we would have been talking about a second or third round guard playing at this level. Same thing. You've got to be at these positions, you've got to be able to continue to identify. And well, you know, this year's draft class, everybody's talking about Worthy and Kingsley Suamataia. Okay, those are the first and second round guys, but who do they draft? Maybe it's Jaden Hicks. Who do they draft later that all of a sudden we're like, man, what another steal again? Then they see on a rookie deal, not paying him any money, and now he's your starting safety.
You could
whatever.
Probably make the argument that no one's done a better job in the overall draft than anyone in the league over that time, obviously, with Brett Veach. But specifically, rounds 4 through 7, he's lapping the field. That's where he's just kicking everyone's ass. He's not just doing a better job. He's doing a way better job than anyone else in the league. And I know that other people have found steals, like Amon-Ra St. Brown was a 4th-round pick, and other teams, and Brock Purdy, hell, was a 7th-round pick. So it's not like you can't find the talent there. But the Chiefs have found starting corners, starting running backs, starting guards, they have found any position, starting corners, any position they could possibly need in those 4th through 7th rounds. So, yeah, there'll still be more of that. But, I mean, I'm more about Trey's deal than the other way around.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.